Number 2420, Vance Daniels.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the conditional use, but one of the questions I had for everybody is that because it was about vehicles on the property.
Yeah.
What would be a proper number of vehicles to allow? In the past, we've been kind of swaying around the 10, number 10, but.
It looked like it was a pretty big section in the back here, so.
I mean, I probably would go to 15 or 20, no more.
I'll give him 20.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hear 25.
Too late, I've already banged the gavel. All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2420 for Vance Daniels for automobile storage with conditions based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property has two zoning classifications, the front of the property is zoned C1, general commercial, and the applicant has operated an auto body shop on this portion of the property for years. The rear of the property is zoned GR, general residential. The applicant assumed the entire parcel was uniformly zoned as C1. Two, the applicant has been storing automobiles on the rear GR-zoned portion of the site to some degree for years as part of his auto body business. Recently, has been storing more cars in the area for other people with the belief that they will be repaired and sold or moved off the property. There has been a significant increase in cars stored in the site recently. The applicant stated that not all these cars are owned by him or associated with his business. Three, this conditional use is appropriate for conditions to allow the reasonable use of the entire property for a limited number of cars that are associated with the applicant's auto body business. It is not appropriate for this site to become a location for other people to park or store cars or to become a junkyard. Four, based upon the ongoing use of the property and the limitations proposed by this recommendation, it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 20 vehicles on the GR-zoned portion of the site at any point in time. B, no junk or unregistered cars, vehicles shall be stored on the site. C, the final site plan shall show all areas set aside for the parking of vehicles on the site, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. D, no vehicles shall remain on the GR-zoned portion of the site for more than 10 months. E, the only vehicles stored on this site shall be those that are actively being worked on by the applicant as part of his business, or those that are scheduled to be worked on as part of the applicant's business. F, no vehicles that are owned by parties other than the applicant shall be left on the site for storage. G, no motor vehicle sales shall occur on the site. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2420, Vance Daniels, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the conditions and reasons stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you.